it's Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I'm going on spring break tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm going to show off my beach bod. I don't care. You know why? MNFatLoss.com. You know, it was this time last year, spring break, where I decided to say goodbye to all my poor eating habits and doing all the things that I knew were making me chubby and not liking myself in the mirror. I said, that's it. Spring break, that's going to be my last hurrah. When I get back, I'm going to do the two-month MNFatLoss.com weight reduction phase. I did it. I learned the time-tested methods that MNFatLoss.com has shared with thousands of clients. It worked for me. I lost about 25, 30 pounds in just about 2 months. And now that I'm about a year later, I'm still right where I was. You know summer's coming up. You know you want to wear revealing clothing. You know you want to look good. I'd go get that free consultation at MNFatLoss.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
So I think Billie Eilish had said last week, she was calling out artists to re-release things.
Or release multiple versions.
Versions, and so everybody automatically thinks of Taylor's version, right?
Yes.
And saying like, look, like, are artists doing this to try to, are you this desperate to inflate your numbers? Etc. Something along those lines,
and,
right?
And some of it had to do with the earth, you know, like her, when she releases albums, she releases, oh my God, what is it? Like something made out of something that won't harm the...
The wrap is actually made of sugar cane, I believe.
Thank you, Mike!
Yeah. So she's very conscious. She only uses recycled vinyl for the albums, and then also uses sugar cane wrapping.
Oh, yes. So you could eat it.
That's...
Probably.
I had issue... I got where she was coming from. And so that's my point. It's like, Swifties, just back off. Listen, when Taylor came out a few years ago and said that she was going to be re-releasing all of her songs... This was after she had cut ties with, was it Scooter Braun?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I want...
No, she didn't cut ties with him. He bought her stuff. Yeah. You're thinking of, oh my God. Keep going, Big Machine Records. Whatever.
Okay, but she was like, wait, I don't like how that all happened. So if you're buying those songs, it's making, you know, them richer. And I don't like the control and all that. So I'm going to re-release everything on my own label or separately. And that's how you can support me. To me, that first and foremost, though I'm sure it was other things, felt like a cash grab. Because I thought, oh, so you're taking this situation where people, you feel like you were wronged professionally.
Yes.
And so now you're saying, go buy my stuff.
Again.
The same stuff.
Yes.
There's very, very slight differences.
Right.
And I'm going to get paid all over again. It just felt like, let me play a cynic.
Okay.
It felt like they'll buy whatever I sell them. And so let's do this. They're going to buy it all over again. They'll get behind the cause and feel, you know, there's a righteous indignation on my behalf. Mm-hmm. And $10 or $20 at a time, they will show that they are with me. And yes. All the while, I will get much richer. So that's the cash grabby side of it. And I'm sure if Taylor Swift was in our studio, and Mike has reached out, I'm sure, to her camp. I would love to hear more of the nuanced what she has to say to that and more of the nuanced reason of why it was so personal. I just thought you could have done a thing like this. Hey, don't buy it anymore because we don't like how they're doing the business. Buy this new one and it all goes to charity. Or 80% of it does. And I'm all for people making money, sure, being entrepreneurial. It is a, I love that we have free markets here and you can go out there and create something. And if people are going to buy it, then obviously they see value in it. But it felt like it was, since it was more or less the same thing, it felt like it was
a double dip of money
on these people who will blindly follow you.
That is, okay, that's a good point. But you have to keep in mind, too, that if, for example, if she wanted to, I don't know, put together a movie or a documentary, she would not be able to use her own music that she wrote because it would be coming from a recording that they now own. Do you know what I'm saying?
So I agree with that part of it.
For that purpose, I think it was brilliant for her to do that because now it's hers again.
Agreed.
It may not be the original version.
Totally. And I that's a great point, and I jibe with that. That makes sense.
The other stuff is
having your blind followers buy it again. And I didn't hear, and maybe a portion of that money went somewhere else, but it was almost like I kind of got paid that first time, but now this shady business deal is here, and so now pay me again. Help me stick it to this guy. And sure enough, by the millions, they go out,
right,
and they do it again. And it just felt like, because I wanted to have those rights to her music, and that's a great point about using it in the future, but is there a way that you can do that without essentially double taxing your fans?
I get it. Like, she could have just re-recorded everything and not sold it or not asked her fans to buy it, because she's been putting out a lot of music mm-hmm. since the pandemic. So it's not like she's not giving new stuff. You know, that was just kind of an option. And if you want to support me,
yeah.
I didn't feel now, like she was pushing that so hard. She'll let you know if it drops.
You know, and there is a point, too, that you can't offer it for free, because we learned people don't like free stuff. That's why we all hated that U2 album, because it was free. We didn't ask for it. And you would think it would be really cool. But there is something in the business world about how you price things and people then associate value with it. And so something that is just carte blanche, it's just free. It's like, wait, why are you giving this away? So I get it. She wouldn't want to just say, hey, it's free. Go re-download it. There's an ownership element to it with these Swifties. I'm going to go get it and I'm going to buy it. It just felt like, I wonder where all that money went.
I don't know all the details.
Or into charities,
Mike,
or
do
what?
You know more?
About the actual sale of?
Yeah.
So Scooter Braun acquired all of her holding, or all of his Ithaca Holdings, acquired all of her music from Big Machine Label Group. And then he sold that catalog for $300 million. So he doesn't even own it anymore. He made his bank on that.
And then he sold it to somebody else.
And I will just say, Steve, your point is completely... But what Billie Eilish was talking about specifically in the statements that has brought all this to was all about environmental. It was all about the idea that you can't just release... she didn't talk about Taylor Swift specifically, but the upcoming Tortured Poets Department, that is going to have like four different versions of the vinyl. So you can buy it from Target, you can buy it from Walmart, you can buy it from all these different places. And Taylor Swift fans will buy it from all those different places. And she was specifically talking about the waste that creates.
Okay.
And basically saying that she is very much into sustainably producing music. And that was her take of it. It was less about the cash grab.
Sure. Okay. And that's a fair take too.
That is really frustrating, though, that there'll be one bonus track on this one, two bonus tracks on that one. If you're a diehard fan, you're going to buy both of them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just to have those two extra songs. It is a little wasteful. It's also brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not anti-Taylor. I'm pro-Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go Taylor. Get it. What a remarkable businesswoman. It was just how that got handled. It was sort of felt like now the Swifties are charged with righting the wrong.
But the good thing about Taylor Swift, if I may,
please,
is that she gives back to her fans so much. She does so many nice things for them. She's so philanthropic. She gives to so many causes, you know, and she's good to her fans. You know, she has little parties for them. You know, she does all sorts of stuff. So that's why they're the way they are, is because she's so good to them.
Yeah.
That they worship her.
Right. I just have always been sort of fascinated by the business side of that decision. It's 11-11. Make a wish.
Okay.
Because you can't have, and I think at the root of it was just like a righteous indignation on her part where she was like, no, this shouldn't be. Let's re-release them so that we have access to them and they're ours and it's my catalog again. All like well principled. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you can't have that. That conversation doesn't end without somebody saying, plus you'd make a ton of money
right.
all over again, which I want people to be able to, if you can make money, go make money. But it just always felt a little weird, that part.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your feelings.
Thank you for allowing me in this space to do that.
I teased a couple of stories here. We don't have time to get to them.
Dang it.
Can we get to them when we come right back?
Yeah, and we've got some emails that we should get to as well. A little bag of emails.
So many things. So many things.
Double tease. What's the thing that we want to get to that you're going to give us?
Fun fact about Zooey Deschanel's family and what Shakira and her sons thought about the movie Barbie.
And we'll get the emails before the end of the show.
Okay, love it. All right, Oh, hi, it's Donna for Energy Savers Fireplaces. I tell you what, they have been providing energy efficient heating solutions to keep your family comfy all year long. They've been doing this since 1976. They happen to be the highest rated 5-star review fireplace store in the area. And no project is too small. No project is too big. They also offer free in-home estimates. I was reading a testimonial from a customer named Barbara who said her experience with Energy Savers has been great from the first day she went into the showroom just to look at wood stoves through to every step of the install. She says they even notified me when a sale was going on that I was able to take advantage of before I purchased. She says, I love my new stove. I would highly recommend this company. I also have a friend, Mel, who just used Energy Savers Fireplaces and absolutely loves them. Here's what you should do. Go to EnergySaversFireplaces.com or stop by their showroom. They are located off Highway 36 in Oakdale. All right, we got to talk salt for a second here. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We've just been assaulted by Bradley Traynor. You are a salt addict.
So he has this like chicken curry thing like in a little dish from home. And he came in to get salt, which we keep in the studio naturally. And you really aggressively salted that. And I like to salt things.
Yeah, let's get you up.
I had a friend salt tortilla chips.
Oh, God, I have to use
yesterday.
The right mic. There it is. Like I've been doing this for a few years.
And I'm Donna Valentine.
Donna, stay out of this. He used so much salt. You weren't even looking half the time that he was salting. And he salted the crap out of that. That's maybe the most I've ever seen somebody salt something.
Do you salt pizza?
No.
No, I do. It's real good.
Do you
Do you
really?
Salt bread and butter?
No.
Do you salt apples? I have a friend.
Oh, I do not salt fruit, but I watch people do that and I think, should I try that? Like watermelon. People like to salt
really
watermelon.
Good. I had a friend salt tortilla chips yesterday. I was like, I was just like, did she just put salt on those chips?
If they're not salted enough, I would.
But they're very salty naturally, guys. I mean, I'll salt a tomato. But what you just did there was just, I haven't really seen. So there was a time when I was in the cafeteria and Donna saw me salting a salad.
And I do that too.
But you were like, whoa, heavy on the salt. And I didn't realize. I was like, maybe I am going heavy.
But we work out, you know, we got to replace all that salt.
All right,
most people, salt, potassium, magnesium. We need to replace replace it in our bodies.
So. Because we're sweating it out a lot and stuff.
I don't
like
have
that,
any so salt or blood pressure issues in my family. Do you?
Okay.
Not yet. Brad, look, Steve, 1, 2, 3,
do you know,
4
I have not...
salt shakers in this room alone.
Do you have that's any on your person? Let us check your pockets.
I didn't bring any of those in here because I don't salt in the studio. I salt alone in private.
Okay.
Gross. Julia, I think somebody, I don't know who brought these in. Anyway, the moral is, yes, I did buy a whole case of salt. I have it in the back. And I bring these out whenever I can't find one.
Salt is hot. I'm going to ask a dumb question.
They're like eyeglasses, reading glasses for most
literally.
People. You've got to have a salt shaker in every room.
Salt is, you know, like super sodium heavy, right? It's like a water retainer for us. Is that right?
Yes,
or have I always thought
that?
But
it's different. You know, salt is different. And this is what I've learned is that, like, we should not be afraid of, like, table salt in our food. It's the other kinds of salt that people add and, like, the... you know, the food process.
What do you mean? Because this I would find this to be very liberating, because I always feel, frankly, a little guilty when I'm pouring salting a dish. I just feel like, oh, and I always think of it as I'm in a bloat. This is a water retainer.
I don't think table salt does that to you. I think it's like the salt MSG. That they put in food, you know, different kinds of sodium.
Did you?
No.
What did you just do?
Stretch my arm out.
Steve just did what my mom would do when I'd be interrupting her while she's talking to the neighbor. She'd like raise her hand, like, get out of here. Stop talking.
I'm in the middle of something, which is fine because it is your show. But MSG,
yeah,
totally got a bad rap.
Oh, you like it?
Really?
I cook with MSG, and I'm here to tell you, it's amazing.
He'll be found tomorrow morning dead in his kitchen. Cardiac arrest. Organ failure.
So sodium that I'm going to be mummified. And they used to pour salt.
You're actively preserving yourself now.
I look great.
Also, now that we have you here, this is Bradley Traynor, who you, of course, can listen to on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn right after our show from 12 to 3. I remember a few years ago, by the way, we're never getting to the Shakira story.
Know,
so look it up.
Not.
Just Google it. Any story we don't get to me, Google it.
La 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 lame.
Okay. Anyway. No. Fish oil.
Oh.
Where do you land now on fish oil? I remember when that was a thing for you, and I don't know if it's,
should
I do it or not? Because I'll go to Costco, and if I go to Costco, I see fish oil, and then I think, shoot, did Brad say this was a positive or a negative net?
I listened to a guy once who wrote a book about industrial fish oil and how there wasn't a lot of real, like, nutrients going on in that stuff.
Really?
And that they used to make, like, the pet food industry ended up in the fish oil business because they had all these extra fish. And so they were like, what can we do with all this extra fish stuff? And then they squeezed it and made oil out of it. And now they just give it to us. But I think the answer to your question is there's good fish oil and bad fish oil.
And I'm Donna Valentine.
Donna. We were talking of, if you're trying to, should
we
take
a fish oil supplement?
I used to. And then I was afraid.
Do you know what I think the better thing to do is? Eat fish.
Yeah, I do that too.
I love sardines.
I love fish. Oh, gross.
Oh, wow.
That's a very salty fish, isn't it?
Maybe.
I think it's very, you can't taste salt anymore. You don't even know. That's why you pour
Brad,
so much oil.
Salt is salt.
I would. Do you have a favorite kind of salt? I love
flaky
Malden sea salt.
I don't.
Have you never had it? You've had it.
I've had the Himalayan stuff, which I don't like,
because
that's a very strong flavor. Like, you have to be mindful of how much you grind on there. Okay. I just like a coarse ground salt that I can crank, and then just a few times. That's it.
Yeah. I'll do a couple more when nobody's listening.
You salt your dish like I spray cologne on my body.
No, totally.
And I get what it's like when you're just like, anybody can say whatever they want. This is not changing, I can promise you.
Yeah. And I'm totally fine with that. Like, but I have people frequently just look at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, you drink alcohol. Mind your own business.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
That is totally.
Right.
Isn't that funny how everybody's
you cheat
like,
on
wow.
your wife. Mind your own
whoa,
business.
Whoa, whoa, no, whoa, whoa.
Kidding, wait. Kidding.
Wow. Is that real dark? Hey,
hey
everybody.
Donna.
Hey. Oh, hi. I've been
I'm
going to
go get some
time.
Salt. You brought this up, Donna, because you were like, here, right before we went back from commercial. She said, here, we're doing salt talk. And
I
then,
didn't
boom.
Mean for 10 minutes. I just meant for 15 seconds.
Do you want me to leave?
Well, just
I'll
stay
until the end of this segment
now
because
it would be
no,
weird.
See, now you're just being weirdly polite because you don't want to be mean.
Tell everybody what your dish is, because we do like talking about soup and food on the show. What do you eat?
It's like a chicken curry I made in the Instant Pot, and then I had needed vegetables, so I roasted some Brussels sprouts and just threw them in there. So it probably smells a little like farts in here. I'm sorry.
We're used to it.
Donna! Come on, man.
Brad.
Good old Donna Bino Valentine.
What do you guys have coming up on your show today?
Oh, my God. So much, Steve.
The blind items are going to be
Tori Spelling, we have been obsessing over this.
I mean,
they finally got divorced.
But she brought it up.
Wait, they are divorced?
Well, she filed for divorce on Friday.
Okay.
On her podcast, she calls. But this
what?
Can't be.
Who does that?
This isn't the first time he found out about it, though, right?
No, it seems clear in the one-sided video that she played where she doesn't play his audio, which is weird because, like, he would care. He did a whole, like, tell-all interview to the Daily Mail in treatment talking about how he destroyed her life. Anyway, it seemed clear to me that it was just like a formality that she was like, I did it. Okay, I finally filed the paper. And he's like, well, why did you? I think they were arguing over who went first.
Yeah, because of the optics.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. More of that and all sorts of other
blind items.
All the good stuff. That is Bradley Traynor. He steps out now. Rocco steps in next. We are going to play the same name game when we come back. Donna, Steve.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know, my mom, she's still around. She's in her mid-70s. She's made preparations with Crescent Tide for a few reasons. One, she likes sort of taking care of things for her kids, making sure they don't have to worry about things, making sure they don't have to pay for things. And she also heard a radio ad I made for Crescent Tide once where she said that Crescent Tide is not a full-service funeral home. It's just a nice couple in St. Paul with a nice, friendly office. And they don't do a lot of that stuff that is associated with a funeral home, like a stuffy sort of wake situation. My mom's always told me, I never want to have anything like that. I want to have a simple cremation that I want you kids to go out and get my brothers and sisters to come, bring your kids, have a nice dinner, and say nice things about me. So that's what we're going to do. She prepaid, pre-planned for a simple cremation. They start at just $1,000 at Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Hi! It's a final stretch. Hi, everybody. It's a final stretch of the show.
We be stretching.
Oh, man. What a journey it's been.
Let's see. We're now going to do a random grab bag of emails.
All right,
and
sure.
We don't have to even
give context.
Yeah, and that will tease the listener who will say, oh, golly, I wish I had known what they were speaking of. I'll go back and listen on the podcast, or I'll be better about listening more tomorrow. Do you think that's an appropriate way to do this, or inappropriate?
I think that's a very manipulative thing to do, but that's just me. I'm more about our listeners than you are.
Donna.
I care about them.
I care. I email respond now. I respond to emails.
Why is that, do you think?
Because you gave me a hard time about it.
I think you're right.
I also parked out in the front today. So
I know you did. He always does.
There was a snowstorm. Yeah. I was driving in a snowstorm.
Guess what? I was too. I didn't park out front.
You got here five minutes before me.
Let's get Tom Raykamp on the phone here.
Leave Tom Raykamp out of this. He's a fraud. Xi Jinping. Here we go. Steve, Minnie Riperton. Check out Lovin' You. It was her best song. She had a 5-octave vocal range. Mm-hmm. She passed from cancer at the age of 31 years old. I saw her perform in Minnesota. That's from Zella. And you were saying that is Maya Rudolph's mother.
Yeah, that is correct. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
That's her?
Do 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 do. Hit it. Close enough.
The best I can.
Hooked on a feeling. Taylor's fans don't have to buy all the re-releases. Just saying. That's from Sarah.
That's true.
Salt subject. Try popcorn salt. It's the absolute best. Same salt, just very fine. It stays on food.
Okay.
Thank you, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Wow. This is from Stillwater Steve. Guys, I drive 8 to 10 hours every day. I probably drink 8 to 1,054-ounce pops a day. Fountain pop, the kids' stuff. I have yet to have a cavity or high blood pressure or any issues because of it, and I've been doing it my whole life. Like Donna, I'm a class of 84. I feel great. I run circles around my wife, 20 years my junior. Wink, wink.
Wow, hi.
Maybe she was hoping I would drop dead of a heart attack.
Wow.
I don't know, but I feel great. And I say, if it feels right, don't think twice. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel, James Taylor.
That's lovely.
Stacy says, boy, did Steve nail that Def Leppard scene from the 80s? DL blaring from my car, smoking away. You can't hear that Def Leppard song and not think of like an old Camaro, Firebird, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. With like the big eagle on the front.
Yeah, for sure. Maudie says, regarding second or more baby shower, when offered to me, I requested frozen meals for my freezer. It was so awesome and helpful. We were talking about registries, Should there be wedding registries? There's a new trend. Should there be a divorce registry of like, hey, I lost the blender in the divorce. Could someone buy me a blender?
Mm-hmm.
Should there just be somebody said, what about me? I'm single. Don't have any kids. Housewarming was 30 years ago. I need some new stuff. Can I just have a person shower?
And to that I say, just make a birthday wish list.
And Donna has a gift list that is out there. Should anyone feel so moved like, oh boy, I need to buy you a gift. Just look it up on my registry. To me, that felt a little tacky,
but many people
think it's very practical.
I feel like I'm taking a burden off of somebody because they're going to buy me a gift regardless. It might as well be something I like and or want and for whatever reason have not bought for myself. So please help yourself.
Let's see here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Debbie said, Steve, you're so right about giving surprise gifts. Just getting a list seems so impersonal to me. Here, buy this for me. Buy me this vacuum cleaner.
I get it.
Steve, if you've ever had a California roll, you've had fake crab. I have. And it's delicious. I love sushi. It's the food that I find I crave in the most, like,
aggressive
must have satisfied. I really... When I get sushi on my mind, it is very difficult for my next meal to not be sushi.
What is it about the sushi you like? Is it the ginger? Is it the dipping sauce? Is it the congealed rice?
Yes, everything that you're saying.
Again, we'll have
you not do the menu descriptions, but that congealed rice is really good. I love the tuna inside. Like if there's tuna, if there's salmon, any of that. And then when they have like the other rolls where... You know, it kind of looks like a slug or a snail. It's just like the piece of fish over the little hump of rice.
Yep.
Love that too. Oh, gosh. Ahi tuna. I love so ahi tuna.
What's your go-to sushi order?
I don't really know. I don't
know. Because I never know what I'm doing. I'm like at a sushi restaurant.
Oh, Lord.
There's a really good sushi restaurant in Eden Prairie.
There is. Is it near the GameStop?
It's Kona. Yeah. Kona Grill.
Oh, I'm not Kona. I haven't been to Kona.
Okay.
But there's actually
Crave also has good sushi.
Crave has great sushi. I've had their sushi. There's a spot like two doors down from the GameStop in Eden Prairie off Prairie Center Drive.
I know where you're talking over there.
I had pickup sushi from that place once.
Where the cleaning press is.
Yes, ma'am. It's all the things that you need are in that strip mall.
That's right. Punch Pizza is right over there too.
Yes. Yeah. But okay. That's a really good, I had sushi there once and it was fabulous.
I am so excited for
you. I wonder if I should pick up sushi for myself on the way home from that place.
Do it.
It's always a surprise. Oh no, it's mac and cheese. It's always a surprise. Oh no, it can't be. If you're hungry today, so down to the cafe. It's Vinny's Big Soup of the Day.
We're calling Brian. Lottery.
Cafeteria's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, man.
It's Donna. Hi. And Steve.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
You good.
Okay. Hey, your soup yesterday was amazing.
You like that?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so kind of an accident.
Good, happy accident.
Hey, Brian. Do you think we could ever... Well, first of all, what's the soup of the day?
The soup is like a surf and turf gumbo, so it's steak and shrimp gumbo.
Mm.
Oh.
Interesting.
That sounds good. Is that pretty healthy probably, right? Because it's in a broth.
Yeah, broth-based tomato, yeah.
That nice. Is not on my soup-o card.
Yeah, mine either. That sounds great. Hey, question about the little mini mart down there.
Yeah.
How do we get like protein bars there or sushi?
Okay, you want... Like you want gas station sushi.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Is that too much to ask? Can we get that?
I mean, that's not me, so.
Oh, we got to take it
up. To my boss, maybe.
Tom
Raykamp?
Lord Raykamp.
Tom. Lord. Yeah. That guy. He is the bane of my existence. Always telling me the illegal things I'm doing in the building. All right, we have to go.
Bye.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Next. Bye.
Bye, everyone.